Until We Meet Again by President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to 2008. The Divine Genius of the Lord's Church. God is weaving His tapestry according to His own grand design. The divine genius of the organization of this work and of calls to leadership is evident. The general authorities are all individuals, each with his own personality. Each brings to his responsibilities a wide variety of experience and background. When matters come up for discussion in the leading councils of the church, each is free to express his views. As one observes that interesting process at work, it is fascinating to witness the power of the Holy Spirit influence these men. Initial differences, never sharp, but nonetheless perceptible, soften and meld into an expression of unity. "My house is a house of order," said the Lord. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 8. In witnessing this process at work, I experience a constant renewal of faith. Some express concern that the president of the church is likely always to be a rather elderly man, to which my response is, "What a blessing!" The work in this dispensation was first put in place through the instrumentality of the prophet Joseph Smith. He was at the time young and vigorous, one whose mind was not set in the traditions of his day. His was a youthful mind which the Lord could mold as fresh, moist clay as he initiated his work. Joseph's successor was relatively young when he was faced with the terrible responsibility of leading an entire people across the wilderness to pioneer a new land. But the basics of our doctrine are now well in place, and we are firmly established as a people, at least until the Lord should mandate another move. We do not need innovation. We need devotion in adherence to divinely spoken principles. We need loyalty to our leader, whom God has appointed. He is our prophet, our seer, and revelator. We shall never be left without a prophet if we will live worthy of one. He does not need to be youthful. He has and will continue to have younger men to travel over the earth in the work of the ministry. He is the presiding high priest, the repository of all the keys of the holy priesthood, and the voice of revelation from God to His people. There is an old proverb which says, "Youth for action, age for wisdom." To my mind, there is something tremendously reassuring in knowing that for the foreseeable future, we shall have a president who has been disciplined and schooled, tried and tested, whose fidelity to work and whose integrity in the cause have been tempered in the forge of service, whose faith has matured, and whose nearness to God has been cultivated over a period of many years. We need not fear the future if we hold fast to revealed principles. From "He Slumbers Not, Nor Sleeps," Ensign, May 1983, pages 5 through 8. End of the section. "Until We Meet Again," by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Read by Dwayne Case.